tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout! Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your calls about the value of your items, sports collectibles, political, pop culture, whatever you might have. The number here is 312-332-3776. We'll give you the best estimate that we think an item might go for in an auction. Remember, if it's a current player, what it might go for in an auction today might change tomorrow, but we'll give you our best estimates. And we're giving away to one caller. Each week we give away a prize. We're giving away this week a box of 2013 totally certified football from Panini. Vincent, you see anything big come out of Panini totally certified football?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Richard Sherman auto to 10 went for over 3.25, and a luck autograph to 175 went for over 100. So there's a lot of nice cards in here.
Richard Sherman, that's kind of amazing, man.
Yeah, DB from Seattle.
Yeah, that Seattle defense is tough this year, that's for sure. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in the playoffs and play in Seattle in Seattle. That's going to be trouble. Bill Huggins, how are things going with you? The auction ended for you guys, huh?
Yeah, Thursday we added another one to the list here. No, everything went fine. I'm actually in Raleigh, North Carolina, doing the show down there that Wes Starkey promotes. And been good the last 3 days. Picked up a bunch of stuff for our February auction, and we're just winding it up today and headed home.
Raleigh, North Carolina. What time are you there today?
We'll be there from about 10 to 2.
Very
at
good.
At the State Fairgrounds, right near the campus of NC State.
Well, a couple of the items. Well, I'll mix in some of the things that we were talking about leading up to your auction. That Cassius Clay signed dollar bill from 1957. That went for like $3,500, I think. That Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Julius Erving, Michael Jordan, that went for well over $2,000. Some really good
stuff.
Yeah,
that didn't approach Vince's card, though.
No, Vince's LeBron 16 signature one of one, $7,500. How about that?
Yeah,
Vince is still on cloud 16.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite players now.
Go
as
LeBron.
As is the number 16.
He does say good morning 16 times still every time I see him. I don't know what
I'll bet
doing.
He does.
I'm trying to get out of the habit.
Yeah. You know, did you guys notice that the Super Bowl's going to be played in a cold weather area? I don't know if it's New York, New Jersey,
yeah.
Wherever. I like that idea. A lot of people are saying, how can they have the Super Bowl in where it could snow or be bad weather? That's what football's all about. You know, all that snow the other game with the Eagles were playing, and I think it was Eagles-Lions. Everybody was talking about that game. I think it's great that they're playing cold weather.
I think at one point they couldn't find the football in that game.
Yeah,
Philly last
right.
week. It just, they couldn't find it in a pile of
snow. Calvin Johnson disappeared in a drift. We're getting some calls in here right away. Let's make the people wait another sec. Oh, no, let's get to them. We've got Bob from Rogers Park on the line. What do you have, Bob?
Hi, guys. Well, I did all the picture framing for Jordan's Restaurant in Ditka's, and I was lucky enough to get some neat autographs. I've got Michael's autograph on the invitation for the grand opening of his restaurant. And then on Ditka's grand opening, I have on the same piece of paper, Ditka, Mike Lucci, and Paul Horning.
Oh, that's cool. Now, you have a frame shop, or you just do it on the side? What do you do there?
No, I've got a frame shop and an art gallery up in Evanston.
Oh, what's it called? You can give yourself a quick plug here, Bob.
R.C. Dannon Gallery, 1814 Central Street, right by the Metro Tracks east of Green Bay Road.
So you do a lot of sports framing?
Not a lot, but some. I did Arrowhead Golf Club out in Wheaton a few years ago, did that whole thing.
Well, I would think that the Ditka wouldn't be as expensive. I would think the Jordan, at least $200 or $300 on the Jordan,
yeah.
Anything signed by him. And then, you know, the frames, a lot of times as the frames can really make a piece, and you
right.
can get more if it's in a retail setting for an item if it's framed real nicely. So, that, yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's see. Now, I want to weigh in a little bit on the Cutler Josh McCown thing. Everybody's talking about it. To me, whichever quarterback plays, their offense should be fine. I would have been more excited if Briggs was 100% and he was coming back, and if somehow they said, "Oh, Henry Melton's not missing the season; he's coming back. Peanut's coming back." You know what I mean? It's their defense that's killing them.
Yeah, they can't seem to stop the run.
I think either quarterback's going to do fine. It's hard to take out a guy who's been on the roll that Josh McCown's been on, but I wasn't that thrilled either way about that. It's like, well, it's the defense. They got to stop the run.
Offensively, just throw it up to Alshon. He'll catch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
We've seen him do that.
Right. Now, what I don't want to see the Bears do, like you say about how well Alshon's done, I don't want to see Cutler forcing it to Brandon Marshall because he's his guy. And also, if he does start hobbling, take him out.
Yep.
Remember in the Lions game in the second half when Cutler was limping around and Josh had shown right before then he could do it. If he's hobbling around, take him out, put Josh in, because they still have a real decent shot of winning the division now that Detroit's kind of flailing around.
Absolutely.
So that's how I'm weighing in on that one. Mike is on the line. What do you have, Mike?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I got a totally certified gold autograph of Kobe, number 24 out of 25.
Oh, 24, 25, that's his jersey number. That usually helps quite a bit, actually. I would think that's at least a couple hundred dollars, actually. And sometimes the bidding in an auction, when it's somebody's jersey number on the serial number, it can go much better because there are collectors that they like to get the number ones and they like to get the guy's jersey number. So that's a great item. Totally certified. Where have we heard that name before? That's right, we gave away a basketball box last week. You know, there's a potential contest coming up. I don't know if Vince is really going to be in on this or not, but there is a potential contest. And the way this started, when Bill Huggins was in the studio, he said that he was having trouble keeping up with Vince walking because Vince is such a fast walker. Now, I'm saying there's nobody that walks faster than my youngest son, Joe, who helps me at T-Crown part-time. He helps list my internet stuff. So, of course, the debate raged on, and I think when the weather gets better, we're going to have a fast-walking contest. Maybe we'll get it on a track. Maybe it'll be through the parking lot at T-Crown, but I'm telling you,
that's funny.
Nobody can walk with my youngest son, Joe. When we're walking downtown Chicago, our family and friends, whenever we meet down here and go out to a restaurant, the light switches, and Joe's two blocks away. I mean, it's just
well, we'll have to see about
amazing.
That. We'll have to see
yeah,
about
I
that.
Yeah, I think we might have a good race.
Well, I'm in.
With random stranger signs and the whole thing.
Okay, I wouldn't bet against Vince, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Thanks,
all right,
see,
there we
Thank
go.
You, Bill.
There
Thank
we
you.
Go. See, that's what got it started.
That's right.
I know Vince is fast. I know he's fast. I've never actually tried to keep up with Vince walking through Chicago, though. I have tried to keep up with Joe. It's not easy.
Only on your show, Tom, can we have this discussion.
Yeah,
only on your show.
Right. It's the show about
That's
nothing.
Right.
No, actually, it's a show about collectibles, and who better to talk to than the Green Lantern?
There he is.
Speaking about nothing, Lantern, what do you have this week?
Well, you guys are off to a good start today.
Yeah, we are. What's up?
So I got an item that I got from Rydell. I got a Jerome Bettis helmet that was made for him, all to his specifications.
Ooh.
The mask, the size, everything, which he autographed. Does that have a higher value than if you just bought a regular random on-field Steelers helmet?
Yeah, I think it does. What have you noticed on that, Bill? I mean, the more realistic.
Well, Landon, was this something he wore in a game?
It was not worn. It was made for him the year he retired.
Okay, so the idea was he would have worn it in a game, but Correct. He never did.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah, no, I would say that would be a very unique item. I can't imagine there's many of them around at all,
no.
Period.
Yeah, and Bettis stuff does pretty well anyway. I mean, you think that might even break $500, I would think. I don't know.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I would say the over on 500 is a good chance.
Yes. I would take the over on that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Very, very good, Lantern. Speaking of helmets, Bill, we had one of my regular customers at T-Crown brought in he knows a bunch of guys from the University of Oregon through his job. And he got a University of Oregon game-worn helmet. I couldn't believe how heavy that thing was. Vince saw it,
yeah,
too,
that was heavy.
Wasn't that a cool helmet?
Andy from Cleveland Golf, is that who brought that in?
Yes.
It was a nice helmet.
Any idea? I don't think he knows whose it was. Any idea on the value of something like that? I mean, it's better if you know it's a big name, you know, All-American or whatever. But what do you think on that, Bill?
I would think, I mean, any helmets like that show game use from major colleges like that, as long as it's got all the stickers and the certifications and everything, they're $300 to $500 on their worst day.
Boy, that was...
And the key would be if you could narrow it down to a player.
I see why guys have such thick necks that play football. They got to just to keep the helmet on the way they're making these things now. It's incredible. Man. All right, we've got next on the line, Dave from Gurnee. Tell us what you have, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I've got a T-shirt signed by Dale and Dale Jr. Earnhardt back from the days when, I don't know if you guys recall, but several NASCAR racers got together in a partnership and started, I think it was called the Silicon Speedway franchise, where they had scaled-down NASCAR models where you got in, you paid them like $8, and you sat in it, and you had like a surround screen in front of you, and you drove the car, and it was on hydraulics. Oh. Anyway, so at the opening of this show, which was at the Woodfield Mall, they were giving away little trinkets and whatnot. But anyways, I got a T-shirt signed by both Dale and Junior. This was just before, I can't remember the year, but just before Dale Junior really started getting big time into the race car scene.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I'm not big on a T-shirt. You know, I'd rather it was on a different item, but I would think that has to at least be a couple $100. That's a great item. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time answering your questions with our estimates of what we think the value of your sports collectible, pop culture, political items. Give us a call, 312-332-3776, and you're getting a drawing for a totally certified football box. And hang in there. We've got a short break. We'll be right back.
Now, back to sports collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Taking your comments, your questions about the value of items you might have, if you want to just show something off and tell us what you have, but give us a call at 312-332-3776, and one caller will do a drawing at the end of the show to give away a box of Panini 2013 Totally Certified Football. Dave from Wooddale has been patiently waiting. Thanks for waiting, Dave. What do you have?
I have a discus that I won a high school state championship with.
Don't mess with Dave.
that I got autographed by Al Order.
Oh, cool. I even know that name. Huh. Did you go on to, did you ever try out for the Olympics yourself, Dave?
No. I went straight into coaching and started a family and didn't have time to pursue it anymore.
You coaching track now?
I was. I was coaching at Northern Illinois University for 10 years.
Oh, cool. How about, speaking of Northern Illinois, how about Jordan Lynch getting third in the Heisman? How awesome is that?
Yeah, I was super, super excited to see that. I actually met my wife at Northern Illinois.
Oh, cool. Very
and
nice.
And I usually got a special place for me, and I was really happy to see that.
That's awesome. Well, Bill Huggins, I don't know, a discus signed by order, how much would that be? I wouldn't want to put a value on it. I think that might be one of those things that's more valuable to Dave than to anybody else, do you think?
Yeah, kind of.
It's neat.
Yeah, you know, if it was one that he used in the Olympics, whole different story. But, I mean, who's to say? Well, I don't know if Al is still with us or not, but...
He ended up passing away, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Huh.
I think that discus is absolutely priceless to you, Dave, I would imagine.
Yeah.
It is, and it's just out of curiosity. I don't know if you guys have time for a quick story, but
go ahead.
His wife was from Central Iowa, and I'm from Central Iowa, and even when I was in high school, I knew who Al Oder was, and I had just won the state championship, and I was sitting in the stands, and this lady came up and said, "Hey, are you the young man who just won the state championship?" And I said, "Yes," and she said, "Well, my husband and I always kind of pay attention to, whatever kind of good throwers there are in Central Iowa, just because I'm from Central Iowa and my mother still lives here. And so we've kind of been following you all year long. And I wanted to let you know that we were really happy to see that you won." And I was like, "Oh, that's great. Who's your husband?" And she said, "Al Oder."
Oh, that's
great. See, the whole story.
You would never want to sell it. You wouldn't.
No.
You wouldn't get anywhere near enough. That is an awesome story.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
And then when I was throwing at the University of Northern Iowa, I found out that he was giving a talk at Newton High School, and so I drove down to Newton that night, and his wife remembered me, and she was like, "Oh, hey, do you want to come meet the big guy?" And I was like, "Well, of course."
Oh, that's cool. Sounds like a great guy.
Got photographs and everything. It was fantastic.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Great story.
Yeah, no problem.
Next on the line, we have Daryl from Schaumburg. Tell us what you have, Daryl.
I got a basketball signed by Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Oscar Robertson, and Bill Russell. It's PSA DNA authenticated and limited to 100.
Wow.
There would be some guys that would think that could be the top starting five of all time, maybe. That's an awesome ball. I'd say that goes well over 1,000, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Oh, easily, yeah. Especially with the PSA DNA the limited edition of it and all that.
That's an awesome item. That would be one that you'd almost have to auction, because that group I've never seen together on one. You put that in an auction, you might have a couple, 2-3 guys that really want it. Who knows? The sky's the limit on
several
that one.
Several thousand, I think.
a cool item. Okay, Mike from Valpo's calling in. Thanks for calling, Mike. What do you have?
I've got it's not as good as my Michael Jordan x-ray, but I've got
it's hard to top that. Huh?
Yeah. Just something a little. I've got a unused game ticket from when Fernando Tatis hit the 2 grand slams in one inning.
You know, there's wanted posters in Valpo now with Mike on it.
It's graded PSA 8.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. That's not that good.
No.
we appreciate the call, but we have to give you the old that.
Okay.
Next on the line, we've got Joe from Des Plaines. This looks like a better item. What do you have, Joe?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I have a book. It's called Halas by Halas, and it's signed to somebody, and it's got George Halas' signature and also Bullet Bill Osmanski.
Okay, he's a Hall of Famer, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's the Chicago Bears, 1939 to 1947.
Okay, so it's Osmanski and George Halas both. I would think that's probably a couple $100, maybe $250. It's in good shape. It is made out to somebody, too, huh?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I bought it at a rummage sale. It says to somebody, and it has George Halas' signature underneath it, and then it says Ray, never give up, always keep trying. Bullet Bill Osmanski, Chicago Bears, 1939 to 1947.
Yeah, that's a cool item. That's nice. Probably a couple $100. That's always a good item. And it's always good to, if you've got George Halas, if there are other guys on it, if you have Bears Hall of Famers, that doesn't hurt. Ed from Evanston has been waiting. What do you have, Ed?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I got a Gale Sayers signed football that I got signed a couple years ago at the Chicago Bears Expo.
Yeah, the Sayers footballs are in the $150 range. He's not a tough signature. He's a great Hall of Famer. Still, to me, the most exciting running back, just for pure excitement of watching a guy get a pitch out and run in the open field. The most exciting I've ever seen. Barry Sanders was close, but I think Sayers was just a little more exciting. I'd take Barry Sanders overall, but excitement factor, it's Gale Sayers. Next on the line, we've got Bill from Woodridge. Tell us what you have, Bill.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. Great show.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I stopped by there earlier in the week, and I showed you I had a unissued concert ticket from Led Zeppelin from September of 1980 when they were going to issue the tickets in the newspaper, and John Bonham died that very night.
I actually did tweet a picture of that on my T Crown Tom Twitter ID earlier in the week, and I did a little research. That's the good news, Bill. The bad news, I saw one that only sold for like $30. So, you know, they're not going for that much. I guess everybody hung on to them, or just about everybody. Kind of a neat item, though. I guess they had this whole series of concerts scheduled, and then the drummer died, and that was the end. Aaron from Benton Harbor is on the line. What do you have, Aaron?
Hey, I have an autographed Cal Ripken Jr. Hat from one of his baseball camps.
A hat from a camp, huh? That he wore?
No, it was just given out to the kids.
Yeah, that's probably $7,500, something like that. That's a cool item. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. Taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, political, pop culture items, whatever. We'll try to give you our best estimate of what we think they might sell for today in an auction. And we're giving away to one caller this week a box of Totally Certified Football from Panini, which has six packs. It's like a $20 pack with an autograph or memorabilia card in every pack. And waiting on the line is Jeff from Huntley. Hey, Jeff, tell us what you have.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I got a 1957 Milwaukee Braves team autograph baseball with, obviously, Hank Aaron, Warren Spahn, Eddie Matthews, and a few others on it, but it's the entire team.
It is the entire team, so you got over 20 names on it?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. So that's well over 1,000, right, Bill? That would be a nice Huggins and Scott auction item, actually.
Yeah, well, actually, as a matter of fact, a gentleman walked into the Raleigh sale and could find me yesterday a 58 Milwaukee Braves team ball. But the 57, I believe, is the year they won, and 58 they went and lost.
Well, okay. Yeah.
So the 57 certainly would be a great item.
Yeah, well, if you're thinking of auctioning it, that's the way to go with an item like that. It's probably well over $1,000, I would think, if it's clean, nice signatures, all authentic. You know, it's, you always have to check and make sure that there's no clubhouse signatures on some of those old baseballs. Sometimes they'd have somebody, secretary or whatever, sign a big name on there, so they always have to be authenticated. JSA is good at doing that. So, but check it out, and that might be something to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, HugginsandScott.com. They just had an auction end this week. We had talked about the Ruth Gehrig double-signed, just a sheet of paper, $5,925. That Cy Young tin went for $1,896 from the early 1900s. Just a, was that a tobacco tin or something, Bill, that item, Cy Young?
Oh yeah. We've had several of those before. It just came with, I guess it was loose tobacco, and you would either put it in the pipe or roll it into cigarettes or what have you. And Cy Young has, you know, he was one of the endorsers of, I think it was Havana or something, tobacco.
Oh, you also had some nice lots of graded tobacco cards that did real well. HugginsandScott.com. It's a great site. Always fun to look to follow along. You can register to bid or you can consign things to the auction house. Charlie from Naperville is waiting on the line. What do you have there, Charlie?
Hi. My daughter-in-law has 6 autographed Babe Ruth baseballs.
Now, 6?
Wait, I'll tell you how she got them.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got all day here, Charlie. Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. Well, she lives in Minnesota, and I say my daughter-in-law because, unfortunately, I lost my son. But anyhow, her grandfather was a regional manager for Ford, and he signed Babe Ruth up, went to go to the different American Legion games that Ford sponsored.
Okay.
So at the end of the summer, and I can remember when I saw Babe Ruth like that. I grew up in Cincinnati, and here he was sitting in a hot day with a blanket on his lap. And I had gotten his autograph that day, and unfortunately my mother threw it out because it was on the other side of the paper, and she didn't see it. But anyway, I told them about getting Babe Ruth's autograph, and my daughter-in-law said, well, let me tell you a story. My grandfather did this and all that, and at the end of the year, after they were finished, he signed 12 baseballs for my grandfather.
Whoa.
Well, she is one of 2 grandchildren. Her other sister has 6 baseballs, and she has 6 autographed baseballs.
Wow. Have you actually seen them as far as
Yes,
how
I have. As a matter of fact, she has them in a safe.
How nice are they? Are they like clean white balls with a...
Oh, not touched. And I don't remember the name. I don't remember the brand name at all because she has them in tissue and inside it. And I just barely saw the autograph. And I said, I do not want to touch the baseball.
Whoa.
And
Really nice baseballs with a real nice signature with a high grade. Those can go 40,000-50,000, right, Bill, for the highest
Holy
end?
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
And then,
she's got 2 daughters to put through college. Now I found a way.
Well, now you know. Contact Bill Huggins at HugginsandScott.com. I mean, you can just take one, do it in an auction, and see how it goes, and then do them whenever you can use some money. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I had no idea they were worth that much.
As long as it's a clean white ball. I mean, they can be as low as 4,000 or 5,000. You know, in a lower grade, but a clean white ball with a solid signature, high grade. Oh boy, yeah, that's big money, Charlie.
They're still in the box.
Oh
wow.
My God,
even better.
Yeah, Bill Huggins just hopped his Learjet, and he'll be at your door in about 20 minutes.
I'm going to have to give her a call, I think.
Definitely, and then we'll help you out with them. Very
Thanks
good,
a lot.
Charlie. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on until 8 a.m. Central Time. Everybody doesn't have a half dozen Babe Ruth baseballs out there, but almost everybody has something they think might be valuable. So give us a call if you want to know what you think something's worth. We're on until 8 a.m. Central Time. There's a short break right now, but hang in there. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Taking your comments, your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, pop culture, political items. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock. But before we get to that, I've got one more thing about the Cutler and McCown. In Friday's Tribune, Brad Biggs had a column, and he said that 8 o'clock Wednesday night, Mark Trestman called Cutler at home and that McCown was there working on the offense with him. Now, you know that wasn't really what was going on. Really what was going on, they're watching Modern Family. They're having a pillow fight. They see Trestman on the caller ID. It's like, whoa, turn off the TV. Tell them we're watching film. And then when they hung up, Cutler tried to give McCown a wedgie. You know that's what really happened.
The real story is that I know we get along pretty
well. That's it. Okay, Terry from Rockford is on the line. Let's see. What do you have there, Terry?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I have a
I'm not sure if Brett Favre's signature is worth a whole lot anymore for a while anyway.
Oh, yeah, they're still good.
And now Ray Nitschke. I got a picture of Ray Nitschke back in the day autograph.
So you have the two of them on one item or just or two separate signed photos?
Yeah, they're two separate.
Yeah, if they're signed photos, you know, in the $50 to $75 range, I think, on each of them. And then if they're in a nice frame, you might get more for it. But that's pretty much the value on those. I think Favre, long-term, will get back into the good graces, probably, of Packer fans. I was just watching. I had it on a T-Crown the other day. The NFL Network had a ranking of the top 10 Packers of all time, and they had Favre second because he did leave and he went to the Vikings, especially because he went to the Vikings. They just couldn't take that he did that. I think they actually had Don Hutson as their number one guy, which was kind of a surprise. We've got some callers here, but Bobby from Bartlett is waiting. What do you have here, Bobby?
Hi.
Hey.
I got a signed Ronald Reagan baseball from the late 80s.
Ooh.
It was when Ronald Reagan visited Wrigley Field.
Wow. Now that's cool. Is that something you've had in an auction, Bill?
Yes, we've had Ronald Reagan baseballs in the auction. They can bring, depending on the strength of the signature, 500 to 1,500, just depending on how bold and clear it is.
Wow. Nice. How nice is your ball, Bobby?
It's been in the case since the early 90s.
So it's still white and the signature's clear and bold?
Yeah.
On the sweet spot?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Anybody else sign it or just Ronald Reagan single signed?
Well, I also have, or my mom has the whole, I think, 89 team from.
Okay, but on the Ronald Reagan ball, he's the only one that signed
it. It's just Ronald Reagan.
Okay, well, that's actually good. Yeah. That would be a Huggins and Scott auction item. You thinking of selling it, Bobby?
Maybe down the line.
You're hanging on to it, huh? Yeah, well, that's a good auction item if you ever want to do something with it. That's cool. Presidential balls. Actually, you can get single-signed baseballs from any celebrity. Like I got Derrick Rose to sign his rookie year. I was waiting to get something. I was getting a Babe Ruth ball authenticated at a Sun-Times show, I think it was, for a customer, and while I was waiting, I saw Derrick Rose was there, and it was Rose's rookie year, and I'm thinking, I got time to kill. I might as well get him to sign something. I saw a guy selling baseballs, and I got a single-signed baseball by him, and when I went up to him, and here it was his rookie year, early in the year, I think it was in November, I said to him, I bet you haven't signed many of these, and he goes, oh, you'd be surprised how many of these I've signed. So a lot of people will get single sign baseballs of just about any celebrity.
Those are very collectible.
Yeah,
We just had a guy bring us in a single sign ball, first one I've ever seen, by Johnny Carson.
Oh, wow. Now that's cool. You've got that. Is that running in February?
That'll be in the February auction, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That'll be interesting to see what that does. Yeah, very nice. Joe from Des Plaines is on the line. Tell us what you have, Joe.
Hey, good morning. I got a basketball. It was sponsored by Hershey Milk Chocolate. It's a Rawlings basketball. It has a Big Ten coaches, I believe, from the 1990s. It's got Bobby Knight, Lou Kruger, Tom Izzo, Ricky Birdsong, Steve Fisher, Dick Bennett. All the top 10, all the Big Ten coaches signed it.
All of them are on there. That's actually a good ball. I don't know if you knew, but Ricky Birdsong was actually murdered. Yes. He was shot. You got Bobby Knight on there. Izzo, that's a good ball. Any estimate on that, Bill?
No. I won in a contest from Hershey's Chocolate.
Okay.
It's a Big Ten coaches from that. I don't know what exact year, but it has those on it, so I assume from the 1990s.
Well, I didn't want you to give an estimate, Joe. I was hoping Bill from Huggins and Scott might give an estimate. What do you think, Bill?
So that could certainly be $300 to $1,000 item, just depending on who gets excited about it in an auction. It's certainly a near one of a kind item. You don't see that item very often, which is items that when you put them in our auction, sometimes they just blow up.
Yeah, that's a good list. That was actually a good time for it. So Joe, that's a good item. We're happy for you.
Thank you.
Okay, next on the line we have Greg from Lockport. Tell us what you have, Greg.
Hey, good morning. I don't know if I have anything, but I thought I'd call.
Okay.
I got ticket stubs from the first All-Star game in Chicago.
The 1933 baseball game?
That is correct.
Whoa. Now, that's cool. There is value to that. I haven't seen any run. Bill, have you had those in an auction?
I want to say we have had 33 All-Star. It's a stub, Greg, not a full ticket.
It's two ticket stubs.
Right. If they're in nice condition, and a lot of times people staple them to a program or they glue them in an album or something, but if neither of those defects are on these two tickets and they're in nice shape, they're $500 to $1,000 minimum.
Okay,
each,
that's cool.
Each.
And my dad thought it was something that he might hang on to when he went to the first game and saw Babe Ruth hit a home run.
Yeah, that was smart. So your dad went, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. Do you still have the program from it?
No, just the stubs.
Oh, well, that's cool. There still is value to that. Yeah, any type of historic game,
yes.
If you have nice condition stubs, you know, especially going back that far, there's always going to be value to them. You think you might want to sell those in an auction, Greg?
I don't think so.
Probably going to hang on to them.
I'm going to hang on to them and give them to my nephew.
Yeah, they're very cool. That's very nice. Thanks.
I might have it framed and give it to my nephew.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Nice frame. Just make sure you get somebody who frames it who's used to doing sports framing because, you know, you don't want the thing like glued onto something by somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. You know, did you guys happen to see that the U.S. Mint is producing... It's a commemorative coin for the Baseball Hall of Fame, but it's the first coin they've ever made that has a curved side to it. It's got a baseball-themed coin coming out in 2014. They're making them in gold, silver, and nickel-plated copper, I think. But on the head side, it features a baseball glove and a baseball on the tail side, but on the glove side, it's indented like a
really?
Glove. That should be kind of cool. And I think they're selling the gold coins are $5 coins, the silver coins are dollar coins, but I think they're selling them more through the Baseball Hall of Fame or something. But I think I can put a picture of it up on my T Crown Tom Twitter ID because I thought it was kind of neat.
That is.
That they're not making that many of them either. Jeff from Algonquin's on the line. What do you have there, Jeff?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
I was at the my first Bulls game was the year after championships when they raised their banners and they gave out the fans a replica ring.
Are those kind of cheap little plasticky type rings? Or?
It's a plastic ring. It's still in the packaging.
Yeah. They're not worth too much. I've got a couple of those sitting in the case of T-Crown just for a little decoration. There's really not a lot of value to those things. They were so cheaply made. If they had done something where it almost looked like the real ones or something, you'd have a lot more value to them. But when they're a real cheap material like that, there's not a lot of value to it. We've got Ryan from Chicago on the line. What do you have, Ryan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got a buddy of mine gave me a Chicago Bear football signed by the whole team, 1987 Chicago Bear football.
87 Bears. So
yeah.
That had most of the Super Bowl guys on it, but some other guys that weren't on the Super Bowl team. Walter's on there, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You got Ditka on there, too?
I'm not sure,
okay.
To be honest with you, but I think so.
Well, you'd be well over $500 on that ball. You know, it's not as good as the Super Bowl year, but it's still a good ball, well over $500. So not a bad item. Next on the line, we have Tom from Lombard. What's new there, Tom?
Hi. I have a game-used Frank Mihaljevic autographed hockey stick.
Frank Mihaljevic, huh? What year is it from, do you know?
It's actually the dates on there. I want to say early 70s. I can't remember exactly.
Huh.
It's been PSA authenticated.
You know, I'm more of a bat guy than a hockey stick guy. Bill, you guys run the hockey sticks, though, in your auction some, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and they surface far less than than baseball items do, baseball bats. Gosh, Tom, that thing could easily be $500,000 or even considerably more than that. The game-used hockey sticks from the early 70s, the old wooden kind of sticks, are very, very highly collectible.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so do I contact you or go on your website? How would I, if I was interested
in selling
that?
Yeah, you could give us a call at the office. I'll be back in the office tomorrow if you want to get our number. I'm sure they can give it to you. Tom's got it or what have you. Give me a call at the office. Be happy to go over that with you.
The number at Huggins and Scott is 1-866-462-2273. Call them during the week if you have something you want to put in the Huggins and Scott auctions. And, you know, whenever we get things that people call in or if we have neat items when we're on the air, we'll try to mention them too, because we like to talk about the cool items that go in the Huggins and Scott auction. So that's neat. So give Bill Huggins a call during the week, Monday through Friday, right, Bill?
Yes, absolutely. I'll be there all week.
Speaking of some items, the that you had a Mike Schmidt and a Steve Carlton, two separate game-worn jerseys from the 1983 World Series. They went over $3,500 each for Mike Schmidt and Steve Carlton. That's pretty cool.
Those are much, you know, we've had a lot of different jerseys from that World Series, Orioles and Phillies, and they're highly sought after.
The Derek Jeter jersey from 2008, I believe, that went over, ended up going with buyer's premium over $4,000, I think. The let's see, some other things here. The Gehrig. Boy, a lot of these real nice, lots of tobacco cards did real well, too. HugginsandScott.com.
You know, okay. I could spend just about all day on your website, Bill.
It is fun to look
pictures,
at.
The pictures, the history and of other lots. It's amazing what you do here on your website.
It is fun to look at. It's fun to follow along. Drew from Rockford's on the line. What do you have there, Drew?
I've got a 1959 team-signed White Sox baseball.
Oh, nice. The World Series year.
Yeah. In fact, it's a late issue ball because Ted Kluszewski, they picked up for the playoff run, and he's on that ball as well.
Oh, that's
so
good. Nelson Fox.
I've got all of the 1960 Topps baseball cards to coincide with the ball. A buddy of mine had a case of them, and we broke open brand-new boxes, pulled the cards right out of the plastic.
Oh, I bet right they're in nice shape then, huh?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Wow. Well, how long ago did you do that?
Last week, right?
Yeah.
No, I pulled the probably about I moved out of Wisconsin in 2000, so it was probably about 1988 we got the cards out.
Boy, I wonder how much that box cost you then. Just think how much that box would be now, a 1960 Topps unopened box of packs. Woo.
Yeah, and I think that was the last year they did the horizontal run on those two of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so those are, you probably have them still in really good shape. And the ball's got over 20 signature, including Kluszewski and Nelson Fox?
I think it's got 26 signatures. It's got Al Lopez on the sweet spot. It's got Kluszewski, Norm Cash, Early Wynn, Louis Aparicio, it's got everybody.
Oh, yeah, very cool. And
the signatures are beautiful.
Really nice. Boy, in that good a shape, what do you think, Bill?
Oh, that's a $1,000 to $2,500 ball easily.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a great auction item, too.
Great.
Yeah. You going to hang on to it, Drew?
You know, I've also got a 55 and a 58 team signed balls from them also. So
White Sox.
They're really nice package. And of course, Nelly Fox is on all of those.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I don't know. I thought about selling it.
You know, we used to have a guy who was a bat boy from the 59 White Sox. Used to listen to the show when we were on before. And at one point, he brought in a Nelson Fox game used bat that he had picked up from him, you know, as a bat boy and brought it in. That was pretty cool. But yeah, that's a great item. Good value. Right. Be a good auction item. Real quick, we have time for one more call. It's already these shows go too fast. Okay, a Jesse Owens autograph. What do you have there?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I came across Jesse Owens, Angelo Dundee, Muhammad Ali, Byron Nelson. Had in a box that I had stored in the basement.
Oh, all different cuts, like on postcard type things?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. What are the top couple values of those, real quick, Bill?
Well, your Jesse Owens, they sell for a couple of $100. Who else did he have?
Ali was on there, too. Is it a Cassius Clay signed or Muhammad Ali signed?
No, it is Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, those got to at least be a couple hundred also. So very
depending
nice.
Depending on how old the signature, absolutely.
Now, would that be a lot to put in an auction, Bill?
Well,
maybe.
Yes and no. I'd have to see him in order to give you the best way to get the most money out of him.
Okay, well, we're at the end of another show. Great calls this week, people. The listeners are really getting good on this now. Vince, it's time to do the drawing for the box of 2013 Totally Certified Football.
And the winner is Greg from Lockport.
Greg from Lockport. And what does he have to do to get the box, Vince?
Email me personally, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll set up a delivery time at your convenience to drop off the prize.
And or else he walks so fast. I mean,
yes. Well, we could get your son, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, me and him could do it to Lockport.
That could be the race there from Naperville to Lockport.
It's not too far.
Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. Another great show. Thanks for joining us. Bill, where are you today at a show?
We're at the show in Raleigh, North Carolina, West Starkey's Inside Pitch Promotion Show at the State Fairgrounds. We'll be there most of today, and if people are in the area and listening, come by and see us.
All right, very good. If you're listening on the Internet, you can do that. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. Have a great week, and we'll be talking again next week.